From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Turkey launched an operation Wednesday aimed at pushing Islamic State fighters from the Syrian border town of Jarablus. The Turkish military used cross-border artillery fire and airstrikes to target the militants. The operation comes a day after the foreign minister said Turkey would give every kind of support to fighting Islamic State in the area around Jarablus. Denying the militants access to the border cuts off a potential route for supplies and bringing in fighters. The U.S. and Japan are condemning North Korea's launch of a ballistic missile from a submarine off its east coast Wednesday. South Korean defense officials say the missile flew over and landed into the Sea of Japan. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe called the missile firing an unforgivable act that damages regional peace and stability. Abe said Japan will deal with it resolutely and in cooperation with the U.S., South Korea, and the U.N. The U.N. Security Council resolution prohibits North Korea's use of ballistic missiles. The launch comes at a time of escalating tension between the two countries and a day after South Korea and the United States began their annual joint military exercises. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met on Tuesday with Nigeria's top Muslim leader. Chris Stein reports.
Defeating Boko Haram and other extremist groups elsewhere in Africa will take more than military force, Kerry said.
To win the struggle for the future, nations need to do more than just denounce bankrupt, dead-end ideologies that the terrorists support. They also have to offer their citizens an alternative that is better.
Kerry said corruption must be curbed. That is a major issue in Nigeria, where two-thirds of the people live in poverty in one of Africa's top oil producers and biggest economies. Chris Stein, Sokoto, Nigeria.
This is VOA News. South Sudan opposition leader Riek Machar is said to be getting medical treatment in Sudan. Sudan's information minister told VOA Tuesday that the opposition leader was brought to Sudan in serious condition, suffering from some sort of chest infection and a problem with his leg. Machar went into hiding last month after fighting broke out in the capital, Juba, between forces loyal to Machar and those backing his rival, South Sudan President Salva Kiir. U.S. President Barack Obama is back in Washington after visiting sections of southern Louisiana earlier Tuesday, where flooding forced thousands of people out of their homes.
What I want the people of Louisiana to know is that you're not alone on this. Even after the TV cameras leave, the whole country is going to continue to support you and help you until we get folks back in their homes and lives are rebuilt.
Storms and floods earlier this month have claimed the lives of at least 13 people. Tens of thousands of people have sought temporary shelter. The American Red Cross described the flooding in Louisiana as the largest natural disaster to hit the U.S. since Hurricane Sandy in 2012. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump is vowing to fix problems confronting minority voters. Speaking in the southwestern state of Texas on Tuesday, Trump says he has the antidote to stop crime.
I want every African-American parent in this country and all parents in this country to be able to raise their children in safety with rates of crime, with rates of poverty like you've just heard. What do you have to lose? I will fix the problem. We will fix it.
Meantime, Trump's rival Hillary Clinton attended multiple fundraising events Tuesday in California, speaking to a group of children on One Stop, but making no public statements. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is warning that there are no global treaties to prevent biological weapon attacks. Speaking Tuesday to the Security Council in New York, Ban said the world is not adequately prepared to deal with such an attack. He urged the Council to look at ways to strengthen the Resolution 1540, which set up barriers to keep weapons of mass destruction out of the hands of non-state actors, a diplomatic term for terrorists. And U.S. firefighters in the western states of California and Washington battling wildfires stoked by hot, dry winds. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. For details on much more news, you can join us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.